السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording now.
As you can see, السلام ورحمة الله.
As you can see here, we have the words and the إعراب on the on this big poster. All right. So now, hello. So now we're going to use this. Okay. Okay, so akala
to the right.
Al waladan at tuffa hatan or al waladain at tuffa hatain. Now we need to know, is it look here means the two boys ate the two apples. It is the two boys ate the two apples. Okay? Now, let's start with al-waladan. Is it al-waladan or al-waladain? Huh? Al-waladain. Why? Because it's a double subject. That's right. But double subject is what? Marfu', mansub. Marfu', good. So now we go here. The word double, it's marfu'. Okay? Marfu', the double is marfu' with what? No, bil alif. So the double is marfu' bil alif. So it is what? It is? So it is al-waladani muthanna marfu' bil-alif. It is fa'il marfu' bil-alif لأنه مثنى. لأنه مثنى. Okay, so this is فاعل مرفوع بالألف لأنه مثنى. فاعل مرفوع بالألف لأنه مثنى. How about أكل? Is it أكل or أكلوا or أكلي or أكل?
أكل.
It is أكل. Wrong. So what is the word أكل? What's the word أكل?
أكل.
The word أكل is verb or noun?
Noun.
Verb. That's right, because it's أكل. Is it past, present, or future, or command?
Command.
أكل. It's a past. Look. The translation. Look at the translation, which will help you. The translation will help you. So,
teacher.
So it is verb, and the verb is it dhamma, fatha, kasra, sukun?
Fatha.
Fatha. That's right. Why is it fatha?
If you want, you take your.
Yes, why? What's the reason?
Oh, you really want to get away.
It's because it's a past verb.
I think that's mine.
It's a past verb. So this one is past verb. So here, we do the table. So, akala. ماضي مبني على الفتحة
ماضي
فعل ماضي is past. Past verb. Past verb. So what is the past verb? What is the... How do you say past verb in Arabic? You say فعل ماضي. So how do you say... Qurashi. Taha?
Oh my God.
Arhab.
You did this Arhab. Last time too.
I confused both of you.
So, maybe if both of you guys came more.
Akala is fi'l madi. How do you say fi'l madi in English? Past verb.
Good. I get it.
Okay. Now, mabni ala al-fatha. What do you mean by mabni ala al-fatha? It's always
fatha.
It's always fatha. No changes. So it's always fatha. No.
No kasra.
No changes. It's always fatha. No changes. Okay. All right. So now the second one is al-waladain or al-waladan. What is al-waladan? Al-waladan is. Al-waladan is what?
Boy.
This is what fi'l. Is it subject or verb?
Subject.
Subject. And what? How do we say subject in Arabic? Fa'il. So how do you say subject in Arabic?
Fa'il.
So that's subject. Now, this, why do I have al-waladan, not al-waladaini?
Because it's
how many people?
No, because it's a double. But why al-waladan, not al-waladaini?
Because double always with alif.
Because double is marfu' bil-alif. That's right. So it's right here. So, because marfu' بالالف لانه مثنى. So that's مرفوع بالالف لانه مثنى. مثنى means double. مثنى means what?
Double.
Okay. Now the third one, the third word is what? Is it التفاحتان or التفاحتين? It is a مثنى. It is a double.
التفاحتين.
So it is التفاحتين. Why?
Because it's double.
Huh? Yes.
Because it's double.
Because it is منصوب مرفوع منصوب مرفوع or مجرور.
Mansoob.
Why is it Mansoob?
Because
it's
double.
Double, yes. No, you say Mansoob bil alif because it's double. But why is it Mansoob to start with? Huh? Because it's what?
It's
no,
a subject.
The subject is there. So what comes after the subject?
Object,
that's right. So we do this. Atuf. تفاحتين. Okay, so object means مفعول به. So مفعول به, this is the meaning of the word object. So منصوب بالياء لأنه مثنى. مثنى means double. Okay. Let me give you another word. Now, this is the way I want you guys to do the I'rab. What we did now is called what? I'rab. So this is called I'rab. I'rab means, like you see, identify the words and the job of each word or the role of each word, right? This word is subject, this word is object, things like that. All right, now let's take another sentence. Okay. So, Salla al-musalluna al-asra. Okay. This is a verb. Salla means pray. Prayed. Musallun means people who pray. Who people who are praying. Al Asra means, of course, you know, it's Asr time. Okay. All right. So we have this sentence in front of us. And we want to know the role of every word. So every word is doing what in the sentence? First of all, is it a verb sentence or a noun sentence?
Verb.
Why? Because it starts with a verb. If I switch these two words, then it becomes a noun sentence because it starts with
a noun.
Okay. So now, let's do salla, the word salla. By the way, this is akala al-waladani at-tuffahatayni. Okay. Now, salla al-musallun al-asra. Okay, so the word salah means prayed. So how do you do i'rab for the word salah? So we say verb, past, present, order or command, or future. Past, present, future, command. Which one? From the English translation, can you tell? Salah is?
Prayed.
So is it future?
Past.
It is past. Past the verb. So, salla is past the verb. It's past the verb. Now, how do you say past the verb in Arabic? How do you say past the verb in Arabic? Madi, that's right.
Just out of curiosity, how many of you guys still have that huge chart that we made in the beginning of the year and printed it out online?
That one?
I think so. Yeah, that one.
Fi'l madi. What do we do with the fi'l madi? Do we put fatha, dhamma, or kasra? What do we do with fi'l al-madi?
Fatha.
So, fatha, because it's what? It's always fatha. How do you say always fatha? So, mabni ala al-fath. This one is always fatha. What is that? All right, so it is always fatha. Mabni ala al-fatha, it is always fatha. Okay, so how do you say this here? We say, is it the same thing?
No.
It is the same thing. This is a past verb, فعل ماضي. So what is it? مبني على الفتحة means always فتحة. Right? So, here's the trick. I'm going to teach you a trick for the first time here. Sometimes the fatha, okay, does not appear on the verb. It becomes silent fatha, like you don't pronounce it. Like, for example, the word yusalli. The word yusalli means praying. Now, praying is a past. Praying, is it a past?
It's present.
It's present, that's right. Present, in Arabic, we say fi'l mudara. Okay, present. فعل مضارع means present. Now, the default case for the verb is, for the present verb is مرفوع بالضمة. Is what? مرفوع بالضمة. But watch here the trick. Because you... The trick is, let's look at the word yusalli. Can you put a dhamma at the very end? Can I put yusalliu? Can I say yusalliu?
No.
No. Okay. But we said it's fi'l mudari' marfu' bi-dhamma. So we have dhamma at the end. So how come I can't say yusalliu? Okay, because the dhamma here is silent. So it is silent dhamma. Did I spell silent right?
Yeah. No.
S, there's no C, right?
S-I-L-E-N-T.
Smart guys, thank you. Somebody's doodling here or something? Okay. All right. So again, what is the secret here that the new stuff we're learning today? The new stuff we're learning today is that it is marfu' with a silent dhamma. So that's silent. You got that part? So, it's not always you can have a dhamma at the end. If it is dhamma, you can't always, you don't always have it. You don't always what?
Have it.
Why? Because you can't pronounce it with dhamma. The word can't be pronounced with dhamma. The word can't be pronounced with dhamma, yes.
Is it only the present verb?
No, it happens all the time in different verbs. Now, because I can't pronounce it with a dhamma, we say it is silent dhamma. It is what?
Silent.
Just like English, you have silent letters that not to be pronounced. Silent letters. We have here silent dhamma, silent fatha, silent kasra. You get all of those. All right? Okay, so let's hear salla. So, فعل ماضي مبني على الفتحة. How about المصلون? Is it المصلون or المصلين? Which one? Who wants to get a point?
So now we're doing.
Do you have the
have
lollipops?
It's just that, yeah.
Lollipops.
Now, like,
okay.
You guys are really, really quiet. I didn't want to break that because you generally get really loud when it comes to
conversation.
Okay.
Thank
you, by the way.
Let's start with someone who wants to have his or her first point.
I want to have my first question.
Okay, al-musalluna. What is al-musalluna? How do you classify the musalluna? Huh? Is it verb, noun,
Method.
What?
It is a plural, a two, double.
No, it's not double.
Is it subject, verb?
People, I said people who are subject. Praying. I did not say two people who are praying. Huh? Yes?
It's a plural noun.
It is plural, okay.
Subject.
It is subject. It is subject.
A plural subject.
It is. Okay. Now, al-musalluna, how it is plural, but is it like regular or irregular?
Regular.
Regular. Why? Because we say musalli, musalluna. So we add waw noon. So that is the standard.
Because of the verb shy.
Exactly. So this is fa'il marfu'. So marfu'. Marfu'. What is it marfu' with?
Huh?
Yes? No, musalluna are the praying people.
What
it's male, plural, it's standard plural male, or regular male plural. So we say the musalluna or the musallina. So what is the mark or the sign that shows it's marfu'? Yeah. Is it waw? That's right. Bil waw. Yes. بالواو. Why is that? لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. As you can see here, regular male plural is pronounced in Arabic as what? Is translated in Arabic as what? جمع مذكر سالم. We have جمع مذكر سالم. The singular is لاعب. The plural is لاعبون or لاعبين. This is مرفوع and this is منصوب. You got that part? Okay.
So everybody get the concept? Anybody who doesn't?
Totally. I totally understand all this. Like, we get it? We totally know everything, right?
All right. Can you keep track of 9:50?
It's 9:44.
Okay.
Yes,
9:50. Right? Because we have a Quran tournament. So, the word al-asr. The word al-asr. Al-asr is the name of prayer, right? And it's a single prayer. Right? It's asr, one prayer called al-asr, right? So that's singular. So now, how do you say al-asr? Do you say al-asru, al-asra, al-asri, or al-asr? Which one of those?
Al-asri.
Al-asri, why?
Because it's
an
object.
Huh? It is object. So what do you say? Al-asri. That's very good. Because it is object.
Anybody else who doesn't have a point?
So now this one, he deserves. Both of them deserves points because
singular object.
Singular object. It is singular. Yeah. So it is al-asri, not al-asra, because it is.
Why?
I'm sorry. It is al-asra, not al-asri. Okay, okay. It is object. So the object is mansub. And the object is mansub. And what's the mark of mansub? Al-fatha. So you say, maf'ul bihi mansub. Al-fatha. Li'annahu mufrad.
Sit down.
Now, let's summarize what we've learned today. All
right.
You learned today. We learned today. Let's summarize what we learned today. What is the first thing you learned today? Let's say from the first word here. What did you learn from the first word? Next time I'll ask you to raise your left hand for 2 minutes.
Okay.
So what do you learn from akala? Okay. What you learn is that akala is a past verb. And past verb is always mabni ala al-fatha. Good job. Okay. Now, the second thing you learn from the word al-waladan. Al-waladan is?
Subject.
Fa'il. Marfu' bil-alif. Why marfu' bil-alif, not bil-dhamma?
Because it's a double.
Because it's a double. Good job. Now, al-tufahatayn. It's an object, which is maf'ul bihi. And it is mansub bil-ya. Why is it mansub bil-ya, not bil-kasra?
Double.
Because it's double. Good job. Okay? So, if I reverse these two words and say, akala at-tufahatayni al-waladani.
Would it work?
Would it work?
No.
Yes. We always can exchange. We can always exchange. Okay?
Because you automatically know because of the
dhamma, because of the waw. You will always know that this is a subject because of the waw. It's like this. I can say, daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan. Daraba means hit. So, which one hit which one? Who hits? Muhammad hit Ahmad or Ahmad hit Muhammad? That's right. No, that's fine. You can do it like this.
I said it.
That's right.
Yes.
Because this is the subject, how do I know that this is subject?
Yeah.
How do I know this is subject? Because of the what? Dhamma. How do you know this is object? Dhamma.
Right?
All over the Quran, you can find them switched. So you can say, Baraba. Yes, that's right. So Baraba, Ahmadan, Muhammadun. So, did I change the sentence?
Yes.
Did I change the meaning?
Yeah, now it's Ahmad.
Yes. No.
Oh, wait.
Because you still have the...
It's still the same. Never mind.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay. So, this is how you figure it out in Arabic. And remember that there's a word in the Quran, there is a sentence that says, Allah fears the scholars. So, if you fail to recognize this, you will say that Allah is the one who fears the scholars.
Fears?
Fears, yeah.
But if you misread it.
Yes, it's reversed. In the Quran, it is reversed. It's written like that. So a lot of people take it as this is Allah is the verb, scholars is the subject.
Object.
I'm sorry, object.
Allah is the subject.
Allah is the subject. Scholars are the object. And people make this mistake. But if you look at the marks, you will see that the scholars fear Allah.
So don't forget this, very important rule.
Same thing. Yes. The Pharaoh disobeyed the prophet.
The prophet disobeyed the Pharaoh.
Okay, if you, it's written backward like that. If you don't pay attention, then you will say that the prophet disobeyed Pharaoh. No, not Pharaoh, disobeyed the prophet.
So you could tell because the end of each word, we know it's a subject?
Yes, if it's singular. If it is singular, then it is marfu'. Yes, because singular is marfu' bil dhamma, double is marfu' bil alif, jam' is marfu' bil waw. one.
You.
All right.
Does everybody get it?
I get it. I will leave now.
All right, you guys are dismissed.
Yes. Right here. Wait.